Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, was sagt das Wach im Perigit Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Echara beget, whether the chata spritzed on cloth, echara sack, or on sackcloth, that's something that's made out of goat hair. Echara ar, or on skin, tu'unin kibbus b'makim kadosh. Not only does it have to be washed, it has to be washed in the azara, literally in a makim kadosh, in a holy place. Pasuk says so befeirish. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Ushviras kli cheres, the breaking of an earthenware vessel, also has to be done. B'makom kadosh. Why am I breaking this vessel? Well, the Pasuk, right after the Pasuk tells us about washing, B'makom kadosh, the Pasuk says, then earthenware keli, where you cooked the kachem in it. There's no way to kasher that keli. Earthenware is too porous. There's no way to get the blias, the absorptions out. It has to be broken. And that too has to be done B'makom kadosh. Vaitra says in Mishnah, Umerika. Merika means washing something really good in such a way that the dirt comes out, like purging. In other words, to kasher it. Ushtif, and afterwards the rinsing. Bekli Nechai says, with copper kalim, that also has to be B'makom kadosh. Again, exactly how you kasher it, that we're going to learn later. But whatever the kashering process is, it has to be done B'makom kadosh. Sakta Mishnah, this halacha, that the blood is to be washed out of the garment, is a chumra of the carbon chatas over most of other kachay kadoshim. But there is no such halacha, that the blood is to be washed out of the begadim in which it spritzes on. Okay, so our Mishnah told us whether it's a beged, whether it's the skin or the sackcloth, anything where the halacha is that if dam chata spritzes on it, it requires kibbutz, that kibbutz has to be done inside the azara. Kli cheres that was used to cook the chatas has to be broken in the azara. Pasuk says so beferish. Metal kalim, where basar kachim was cooked in it, requires merika and shtifa, the kashering, and the rinsing, that also has to be done inside the azara.